Chapter 7. They wasted no time in taking Clara's advice. They placed another ad and took on two more employees. If they weren't so busy, Jake and Brian might have noticed that they were actually doing a decent job at running a business. Truth be told, there were days when it didn't even feel like they were working. They were enjoying Fine Print that much. The new hires were incredible assets to Fine Print. The first hire, a 23-year-old named Miles, had a similar background to Brian. He had spent a year or so working in a screen printing shop in Pittsburgh. He already knew how to set up the press, mend screens, and print shirts. On his first full day as a Fine Print employee, Miles set up and printed 3 orders by himself under Brian's watchful eye, and did it with ease and pride. The second hire was a college freshman. He was an awkward 19-year-old graphic arts major named Alvin, although he practically begged them to call him Al. Jake had been surprised at his level of expertise on the shop's illustration and printing software. When Jake had taken him to the print room, he and Brian had both been encouraged by all the questions he had asked. The only downside to hiring him was that he had problems with staring at Clara whenever she entered the room. Within 3 weeks of hiring Miles and Al, Fine Print was able to stay caught up on work and without pulling ridiculous hours. It was during this window of time that Clara finally got their website working with an e-commerce platform. She placed some Craigslist ads, used Facebook and Twitter, and even got some forum accounts on art sites to promote the business. Once the positive comments started going semi-viral, business really picked up. The effect of the website began to show slowly. At first, it only contributed to 3 or 4 new orders a week, but within a month of Clara's social media push, the website resulted in 2 or 3 new orders a day. Most were small jobs, no more than 50 shirts or so, although an animal rights group placed an order for 1,000. This order resulted in all 4 of them having to work on a Saturday morning. Jake realized on that Saturday morning that they had a hot little business on their hands. He and Brian were running such a smooth ship that their employees didn't even mind coming into work on the weekend. After knocking the order out, they all had lunch together and made plans for getting ahead on orders the following week. As summer neared, Clara and Al had to work sporadic hours to allow time for their schoolwork. Jake and Brian hired another employee, a high school kid that came by after school 2 days a week to clean screens. Also, the doors to Fine Print had been open for just over 8 weeks, and Jake had finally gotten around to getting someone to come by and put vinyl lettering on their windows. On Clara's final day of exams, a Friday, she came by the shop to collect her paycheck. Jake had not yet looked into making direct deposit as an option. It was one of the things that made it to the very bottom of his priorities list, given how busy they had been. Jake and Brian pulled her to the side and walked her to the graphics department, although she wasn't scheduled to work that day.
"So exams are over, huh?"
Jake said, plopping down in his seat in front of his computer.
"Yeah," Clara said.
"How do you think you did?"
"I feel I aced them," she said.
"That's great," Jake said.
"So," Brian said, getting to the point, "we know you said you're going to stay in town over the summer. You're not going back home or anything?"
"No, my folks are always traveling. I may go out and see them for a week for a little vacation, just to get away. They usually head down to some beach or another, sometimes the Outer Banks, sometimes Myrtle Beach."
"So we can depend on you all summer?"
"Yeah."
"And you like it here?" Jake asked. "You're happy?"
"Yeah," she said, growing suspicious.
"Why, what's up?"
Jake held an envelope out to her.
"You worked your ass off from the first day," he said. "I don't think we'd have been able to make it this far without a hitch without you."
Clara opened the envelope and peeked inside. Her paycheck was inside, only it was for $300 more than what she had usually made every week.
"What's this?" she asked.
"A bonus," Jake said. "And a raise comes on the heels of that. Another $2 an hour if you can keep up the great work."
Clara was visibly pleased, but did her best not to seem flabbergasted.
"You guys are awesome. Thanks so much."
She then got up and gave each of them a hug.
"I would love to stay," she said, "but I'm meeting some classmates for my economics course for a late lunch. You guys getting together for drinks tonight?"
"Probably,"
Brian said.
"Give me a call," she said.
She then held up the envelope with a smile.
"The first round is on me."
They watched her go, not as the awkward men that had simply hired a hot girl several weeks ago, but as employers that respected the hell out of their hard-working employee. She gave another wave before she left the graphics room and closed the door behind her.
"How are things going back here?" Brian asked once she was gone. "It's much more comfortable here than out on the print floor, you know. Nice and comfy."
"I'm sure," Jake said, opening up the company's email on his computer. "I'll be out there on the print floor a lot more as soon as I can get Al accustomed to all the ins and outs back here."
"Sure, sure,"
Brian said, standing to leave.
"I'll believe it when I see it."
Brian made his way to the door, but stopped with his hand on the knob when he heard Jake say, "Oh, my God."
"What?" Brian said.
"This email. It's from a pharmaceutical company in Michigan. They just placed a huge order. They want us to call them to iron out the specifics of everything."
"How big?" Brian asked.
Jake grinned, stepped back from the computer, and pointed to the screen. Brian read the email and began to chuckle. 8,000 t-shirts? Holy shit! "Can we even do that?" Jake asked.
"Yeah, we can. It's just going to take some time. Damn. We really need to get an automatic press."
"How much do they cost?"
"I priced two different ones last week. A really good industrial one is out of our range, but we can get one with 8 boards for around $30,000. I know we can't afford that either, but maybe with credit cards."
"Maybe," Jake said. "How long will it take to handprint 8,000 shirts?"
"Depends on the colors. If it's just one color, we could maybe get them done in 2 12-hour days. But if it's multiple colors, I'd be afraid to guess."
Jake thought this over and then nodded. "And Otto could have helped us out on a few of those big orders when we were falling behind, too, right?"
"For sure."
"Well, I'll email these guys back and schedule a call with them for Monday morning," Jake said. "We can iron out the details then. Do you think it's possible to have an automatic up and running within a week? I wouldn't want to make an 8,000 t-shirt order wait much longer than that for a final confirmation."
"Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
We'll sit down with Claire on Monday and figure out some ways to get the automatic press without putting us in harm's way."
"Sounds good," Brian said.
As Brian left the office, Al passed him and entered. He plugged in his laptop and booted up the program Jake was currently training him in. "We also need to talk about getting another computer," Jake said. "I can't expect Al to keep filling his computer up with our programs and work." Brian held his hands up and stepped away.
"Yeah, you don't want me dealing with money. That's all you and Claire."
"Speaking of money, how's the sale going for the Dave Grohl guitar?"
"I might have to come down on it," Brian said. "It's still packed up in my closet."
Jake shrugged and started coaching Al. Brian left the room and headed back to the print department, where he was halfway through an order that was worth $800. He stared at the room and tried to grasp the fact that he was responsible for this. 3 months ago, jobless, $800 would have meant the world. But now he was a co-owner of this surprisingly profitable business, wrapping up a single order worth $800. An order that would take right around 11 hours to complete between Jake's time at the computer and his time behind the press. It was crazy. With a smile, he returned to the press and went back to work.